This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
I heard U.S. Senator John Cornyn give a speech on February 9th in Washington, D.C., in which he made a most remarkable statement. Cornyn said, and I quote, "We have to work with Mexico because, like it or not, we are joined by a common border. We are, in a sense, married, and we have to make the marriage work because we cannot get a divorce," close quote. Senator Cornyn seems to have forgotten that Texas was once married to Mexico, and Texas didn't like it at all. Texas fought a war for independence, successfully divorced Mexico, and later came into the United States. Most Americans do not want to be married to any other country, but the fact is that some very powerful people do want exactly that. They are working to keep our borders open and even to integrate the economies of all North American countries. They give lip service to border security, but listen for the code word comprehensive. When they talk about comprehensive reform, they mean including guest worker amnesty as part of any border security legislation. Senator Cornyn and others talk about getting cooperation from the Mexican government. But the Mexican government is actually encouraging illegal entry into our country by distributing maps of dangerous border areas along with safety instructions and other tips about the terrain, cell phone coverage, and water stations. The Mexican government has also distributed millions of copies of a comic book showing illegal aliens how to evade capture by our border guards. Some of those sneaking across our border are good people looking for jobs, but many of them are part of organized crime to send in illegal drugs. Lou Dobbs reported on CNN that Mexican troops cross our border twice a month, in uniform, in military vehicles, carrying military weapons to protect the drug smugglers. Unfortunately, the Bush administration's response is "don't ask, don't tell."
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What is this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I tell you that every week, folks, because I believe everybody in this country should be angry. Absolutely. Folks, I spend most Sundays preparing for the show. I rarely go anywhere because that usually leaves me little time to do the show. And there's always some last-minute news item that needs to be worked into the show and covered because of its importance. Well, today I spent the afternoon with my fellow Americans, and I spent it right here in my own community. That's right. Right in South Central Los Angeles. Today there was a rally against, guess what? Illegal immigration. And it was a little different than most anti-illegal invasion rallies. This rally was 99% black folks. That's right. Angry about illegal immigration. I'm talking angry, screaming, upset, fit to be tied black folks. You know why? Because they're angry. Angry will bring you out every single time. And they're angry, and they came out today to say so to the world and to the media. This was a last-minute rally put together by Ted Hayes of the Crispix Addicts Brigade. The rally grew to over 100 protesting black Americans with one thing in common, their hatred of lawlessness and a demand that the illegal invasion be halted. And boy, did they demand it. I stood with a new face of Black America today, folks. I stood with folks who are angry and ready to step up and say so to the world. They weren't there whining about Whitey and things that happened 100 years ago. No, they were there with current facts, figures, and personal stories of what the illegal invasion has done to the Black community, especially in Los Angeles. Great folks, every one of them. But there were four ladies there. Four ladies who really got my attention. Four beautiful Black women, Kelly, Sean, Lisa, and Leah, who told me that they are now, get this, one-issue voters. That's right, one-issue voters. They don't care about the sex, party, or race of the person. If that candidate doesn't speak their language on illegal immigration, they will not vote for them, period. They were angry at our government. But mostly they were angry at our piss-poor, elitist, bougie, Black elected officials. There was a common consensus for the day that we have been failed by those that we elect. There were also those there today who disagreed with us and protested us, which is their American right to do. Some Black folks, too. It is also my American right to tell you that they were a bunch of handkerchief head, buck dancing, tooth showing, skinning, grinning, shucking and jiving, sellout Negroes who are the same kind of Black folks that got us here in the first place and sold us to the slave catcher. That's who was out there disagreeing with us today. They have a right to it. It's their American right. And it's my right to tell them to lift that handkerchief up off their head, at least over the eyes, so that they may see with the eyes that God gave them. This is their American right, though, under the Constitution. Ted Hayes let a gentleman that we know speak, a Hispanic gentleman, was a friend of his, and he kept talking about divide and conquer and how the white man wants us divided so we'll fight over scraps, that same old song and dance. But what I wanted to ask him was what we as Americans, especially Black Americans, get out of this invasion. Yeah, it's always we have to unite. We have to be a coalition. What do we get out of it? Not just Black folks, Americans, period. What do we get out of it? Nothing. There's nothing in it for us. California, traditionally in the top five for education, now tied for 49th with Mississippi, all due to illegal immigration. Does that help us? Illegal aliens and their descendants are killing Black folks in prisons and on the streets of Los Angeles just for being Black. What do we get out of that? The total elimination of skilled jobs and entry-level jobs to Black folks in Los Angeles and the extreme depression of wages in other areas, all due to illegal immigration. And how about the Hispanic street gangs and their rise to power? Yeah, what's in that for us? Tell me. I want to know what this coalition of, quote, people of color is going to get Black folks. And we're not even going to talk about the cultured setbacks like chickens in the street, roosters crowing, ducks clucking, goats tied up in the front yard, laundry hung from the fence, corn growing in the front of the houses, foreign language billboards, poopy pampers in the street, and having to press two for English. What do we get out of any of these things? Nothing. Go to the store now and you can't get a rutabaga or a ham hock. It's all been replaced with chipotle and chorizo. You think I'm wrong? Look at Central Avenue and what's happening there. All driven by illegal immigration. That used to be the Harlem West, the jewel of Black America. And now it's nothing but a bunch of illegal aliens and their jackpot babies. That's all it is. And that's a damn shame. No, folks, we're not going to let this happen to the rest of Los Angeles. We're going to stand up. We have dug in, and we're going to protest, and we're going to stand up. And we don't care how many handkerchief-head Negroes come out, like this guy Braithwaite that I met in Melvin Watts' office, and the nappy-headed one back there, Eleanor Norton Holmes, and any of these other Black folks that won't listen to us. We are not going to listen to them anymore. They're not going to get our money. They're not going to get our votes, because we know that we have been abandoned by those who are supposed to be representing us in this country. I've been involved for many, many years, folks, in this immigration game. And I've been involved with many people fighting this invasion and have wondered many times how it would end. Well, after today and recent events, I know something is going to happen the way we want to happen. We are going to win. I know we're going to win. The majority of this country, Black, white, Asian, American, Hispanic, demand that we win this fight. I know we cannot lose now, and I know we have now found Kelly, Sean, Lisa, and Leah, four gorgeous, beautiful, wonderful women, my sisters, my American sisters. We're going to win. I promise you. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
The Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration, and I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those good folks listening across the country tonight to the Terry Anderson Show, all those good people in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. Those of you who want to call, agree, disagree, or curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-875-7552. That's 1-866-875-7552.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, you can always tell when election time is near because our piss-poor politicians start doing that Bill Robinson tap dance imitation. They start playing both ends of the street, hoping to please all the people and wind up pleasing nobody. Well, Herr Schwarzenegger, he reared his elitist head today and made statements that baffled logic. He said, quote, there should be a way to earn their citizenship, especially people who have been here for a long time, people that have contributed to our economy, that have contributed to our society, end quote. What an idiot. What an raging idiot here. People who have, quote, been here a long time, you know what they do? They owe us. The longer they've been, the more they owe. They owe us a lot. And they contribute to the economy. How come this idiot politician and others never talk about what they take away from society and the economy? Crowded schools, depressed wages, bankrupt hospitals, and racism the like we have never seen before. How come our illustrious governor never mentions any of those? I'll tell you why. Because he's an elitist idiot. That's why. In the interview, he said that people are misguided when they talk about deporting illegal aliens. He then told a lie and said it would cost $500 billion to send them back. You make their presence a felony. That's what you do. And you give them a grace period of 90 days to leave the country with 5 years in jail for those who don't leave. Number one, Herr Schwarzenegger. Then half would self-deport. You wouldn't have to even deal with them. That would be free. Then you make it where they can't work, they can't receive welfare, they can't buy a house, and their jackpot babies are no longer American citizens. Guess what? Then you arrest all those who try for any of the above, and I guarantee you, you won't have to deal with maybe 25% of those, and you catch them a little at a time, and you send them the hell out of here. That's what you do. It's not no $500 billion. It's a matter of making it uncomfortable so they decide to leave on their own. It can be done if you got the guts for it. But you don't, Mr. Schwarzenegger, because you're nothing but a Republican hack living in a Democrat household. That's all you are. You're a Democrat trying to force his way to the surface over a bunch of Republican ideologies that you've never lived by. You suck. But more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week.
Good God, this guy just keeps rearing his ugly Austrian head. Lord have mercy. Let's get right to our guest now, folks. We are privileged to have a gentleman who can give us the inside scoop. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. Tell me he doesn't know about what's happening on the border. I want to welcome T.J. Bonner. T.J., what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Great to be back on the show.
Thank you, sir. It's been a while. We ought to have you on more often. Give us the perspective of what's going on the border from the rank and file. But better than that, tell us what's happening since our illustrious president decided that he would make a statement about illegal aliens becoming legalized. Has there been activity there? And what are the rank and file guys saying about that?
Oh, the activity is just going crazy, Terry. We're seeing just waves of illegal aliens coming across the border, and it's not stopping. They just keep coming because they believe in their heart of hearts that they will benefit from this amnesty program that the president's talking about. And he can call it whatever he wants, but let's be realistic. Let's be honest. It is an amnesty. Anytime someone breaks the law and you forgive them for that, that is an amnesty. It doesn't matter if you make them pay a fine and make them work for 6 years. Come on, that's why they came here in the first place. That's not punishment. That's giving them what they want.
It's like taking a bank robber and putting him in jail, letting him rob banks while he's there. You know, it's outrageous.
It's insane. And then when the governor and many other politicians talk about, well, if they've been here a long time, we can't really punish them for that. Hey, try this trick. Go out at 2 a.m. and steal a car and put it in your garage and keep it there for 5 years. And then when the police catch up to you, say, hey, wait a minute, you can't take that. I've had this for a long time now. It's mine.
Well, you know, I would dare you to do that one. They'll build a new jail for you and me to put us under. But you know what? These people are getting away with exactly what you just said. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah, just because they've broken the law for 5 or 10 or 15 years, that doesn't make it right. In fact, that makes it even more wrong.
It does. And like I said in the monologue, the longer they've been here, the more they owe us. And we should start taking their property, seizing their property, houses, cars, you know, whatever, TV set. I don't care if it's black and white. Seize it. Take it. You know what I mean? Transistor radio, don't even play. Take that. Take everything they got. But you know why? Because they owe this country. And all this work they supposedly do and all these taxes they supposedly pay, that ain't going to ever pay. And you know what, TJ, I tell people all the time when they tell me, well, they pay taxes. Well, how many kids they got? I don't know any of them that's got one. That would make the Guinness Book of Records. But let's just say they got two kids. That's $15,000 right there. Right there. Just for the kids' education. Now, who you know that pays $15,000 in taxes that's working for minimum wage? It's impossible.
I know. And most of them are getting back more than they're paying.
More than they're paying.
Earned income credit.
That's right.
And, you know, they're taking out not just in the education costs, they're taking out in the health care costs because they don't have health care. They're taking out in our auto insurance costs because they're driving around without insurance.
That's right.
Without a license. And why do you think California has one of the highest auto insurance rates in the nation? Illegal immigration, that's why.
But, TJ, they say, what one Bill Gilcedillo says, well, if we give them all driver's licenses, they'll get insurance. Well, guess what? There's a whole lot of states where they've got driver's licenses and they're not getting insurance. That's no guarantee they're going to buy insurance. These people don't care anything about the law.
No.
They never have.
You break the first law coming in and then you just keep breaking laws down the line. Why do you think a third of the people in the L.A. County jails are illegal aliens?
And 90% of...
They have no respect for our laws.
And 90% of outstanding warrants by the LAPD for homicide are, guess who? Illegal aliens. I didn't make this up. You can go to the LAPD website and read it, folks, but it's the truth. But you will tell me that I'm racist just to tell you that that statistic is on the website. That's outrageous. Tell me something, TJ. People out here are angry at the Border Patrol. They're angry at the Border Patrol. They think the Border Patrol is not doing their job. These guys are taking extra long coffee breaks. They're sleeping on the job. Tell us why the American people should not be angry at the rank and file guy down on the border.
The rank and file Border Patrol agents are doing everything in their power to try and stop this invasion, Terry, but their hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
Both hands are tied behind their backs. They're not allowed to enforce immigration laws beyond that immediate border, even though by law they have the statutory authority to enforce immigration laws anywhere within the country or the territories of the United States. By policy, they are restricted to enforce the law at the border. So once you run that first couple miles at the Border Patrol cannot pursue you any longer.
So you're home free.
That's sad. Yeah, they're home free. And then
without a slide.
And then this administration claims that they have 5,000 ICE agents. Well, 5,000 ICE agents are about, you know, 1% of what would be necessary to ferret out all the people in the country illegally. But there are only about 2,000 that have been trained in immigration law, and only a handful of those that are actually assigned to go after immigration violators. The rest of them are on all these terrorist task forces, which is important stuff. But I have to tell you that when you have a handful of people, there's only a handful of prosecutions that you're going to be able to make. There was a big deal about cracking down on two companies in the last month,
right,
for hiring illegal aliens. That would be like the FBI arresting one bank robber in the last 100 years and saying, this is going to put a dent in that.
Yeah, and put in boldface, you know. It's not going to mean anything. But I say this. I accept what they did the other day and hope for more. I don't know if it will happen or not. Who knows? But you know what? I know it scared a lot of people. It really did. So that was one benefit we did get from it. What I don't understand, though, you know, they say they don't have the money to hire these Border Patrol agents. Why don't they seize the property of these illegal aliens? They do it to drug dealers, and to me, an illegal alien is just as bad as a drug dealer because they say he comes here for a better life. Why do you think a guy sells crack? He's not selling it for a worse life. He's selling it for a better life. Now, do I agree that he should sell crack? Of course not. But he's selling it for a better life. Let's be honest. That's why I put him in the same category. Why don't they seize the property of these people the same way they do drug dealers and use that money? Use that money to hire more people on the border. That would be the perfect way to get the revenue that they claim they do not have.
Well, they'd have to change the law first off. But
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I don't believe that they have that much in the way of property up here. I think that... I mean, look at the figures, Terry. $16 billion last year alone went from illegal aliens back home to Mexico.
It's a lot of money, TJ.
If you count all of Latin America, it was close to $30 billion that went from the U.S. to those countries. Could you imagine if that money had stayed here in the United States?
Oh, yeah.
What a shot in the arm it would have been to our economy.
Sure it would. But I've got to tell you something. They're all buying homes. They are buying houses like you would not believe. And a lot of them bought. A lady in my neighborhood bought a house for $140,000, sold it two or three years later for $305,000. She made a killing on that house. I don't care if she never paid but one note on it. Look how much money she made. That's money in her pocket now. And she was as illegal as they get. Having said that, they are buying houses in this town like you wouldn't believe, and they're buying cars. I would seize everything they've got. They've got some equity in these houses. Take it away. I'd take it away and put them out on the street, every single one of them, and take their property. So I think it would be a good thing. Like you say, though, we'd have to change the law, but that's another thing to get into. Let me ask you this about the Border Patrol, and there's been a lot of misconceptions lately. There's a lady that's running the Border Patrol, Myers, I think her name is. I think, what is she, about 20 years old or something?
Actually, she runs ICE, which is...
Well,
here's the other crazy thing, Terry. You have Customs and Border Protection, which is only responsible for the border, and then you have ICE, which is responsible for the interior. And those two agencies do not communicate,
and
do not cooperate.
And they should.
It's like they're two different foreign governments. That's how bad the communications is. And the whole reason behind this consolidation into the Department of Homeland Security after the 9/11 attacks was to enhance communication and cooperation. And, in fact, just the opposite has happened.
And now we've got less. Now we've got... Quite
now
a bit
have,
less.
Now we have less. The only way that we're able to communicate is with people that we knew from before, and you have to do it in hushed tones because if they find out that you're communicating and cooperating, you get in trouble.
Unbelievable. It's just like when they wrote the statutes in the amnesty in 1986 about fining employers. They put a back door in it to tell the employers, now you've got to make sure these people are legal, but if you ask them too many questions, you'll be guilty of discrimination. Why was that even put into it?
Well, not only that, but the most idiotic part of that is that you have to prove knowledge on the part of the employer in order to find them. That would be like telling a cop that they can't give someone a ticket for speeding down the freeway unless they can prove that the person knew that they were speeding and knew what the speed limit was.
Unbelievable.
Excuse me, sir, did you know that you were going over 65 miles an hour? And he'd say, no, I had no idea. I'm sorry, officer. Just write me a warning.
It's outrageous. Same old song and dance we've been hearing forever. TJ, you're going to be speaking at Barbara Coe's meeting this Wednesday, right?
I am, yes.
And anybody that wants to get information on that, Barbara will be in a few minutes to give the phone number and everything to tell all about it. But we want everybody to try to come out and support you. Here's a guy you can ask your questions to, folks. I get tons of emails, TJ, about the Border Patrol and what's happening and who's doing what to who and who's responsible for this and why isn't this getting done. And these people can ask you their questions. And he's a great guy. He's been at this for some time. He's a patriot. He's not just a guy doing a job. He's a guy doing a job because he knows it's the right thing to do. And he's helping protect this country. And we want to thank you for coming on with us tonight. We really do. We appreciate it. Want everybody to show up Wednesday night to see you. Everybody here in town, that is. Barbara's going to give information in a few minutes. TJ, if you could leave us with one thing. Tell us what one thing we should know about the Border Patrol.
These are the most patriotic men and women you will ever find. You
Absolutely.
Can't find people who stand closer to the flag than the dedicated, brave U.S. Border Patrol agents.
And closer to danger.
Yeah, last year alone, 778 distinct assaults against U.S. Border Patrol agents, which represented a 107% increase in the number of assaults against them. So you tell me that there isn't lawlessness along the border? You know there is, Terry.
Absolutely, and getting worse by the day.
And getting worse by the day, and all this talk about amnesty is just increasing.
Our president.
The danger, but it's increasing the number of people coming across. Back in 1986, when Congress debated that, it resulted in a 25% increase in apprehensions for that year. In 2004, when President Bush talked about his guest worker program, 25% increase. I would not be surprised if we had another 25% increase this year because of Congress debating amnesty once again.
Our president.
Let me throw out a website for people to go
yes, sir.
To if they're upset. Noamnesty.com. Real simple to remember. Noamnesty.com. And you can formulate your own message or use the message on there. But for God's sakes, send something to your senators and let them know
absolutely
you do not support amnesty. That is simply the wrong message. Look what happened last time. They gave amnesty to 3 million people, legalized them,
and that was going to fix it forever.
We have four to five times as many people in the country
right.
illegally.
That was going to fix the problem forever, and all it did was make it worse. And you know what? I knew it then. I'm an uneducated guy. I had that much sense at the time, and I'm sure you knew it too, and most people did, but the Congress just doesn't seem to want to get it. TJ, I got to go. Got a hard break coming up. Thanks for coming on with us, buddy. We really appreciate it. TJ Bonner, folks, President, National Border Patrol Council. He'll be speaking at the CCR meeting this Wednesday. TJ, thanks for coming on. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. There you go, folks. TJ Bonner, good guy. One of the people out there holding the line on what's going on. You know, the protesters today call us a lot of racists. They say, you're a bunch of racists. You just don't like Latin people. No, I just don't like illegal people of any race. I don't care where they come from. It has nothing to do with their race, nationality, anything else. They come here legally under the laws of this country. Hey, there's nothing I can say about that. But I'm not going to go for illegal immigration. But I've got clips. We play these clips all the time of the most racist, vile, racist people that there are. And we're going to play one for you tonight. Now, this guy here is the head of the California State Assembly. This guy, if you're a Democrat, he's your guy. If you're a Democrat, this is the guy that you've got directing your party in the California State Assembly. Let's see if you think this guy is a racist. I say he is. I don't back up on those words. But you tell me what you think about Mr. Fabian Nunez.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96. And I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community, and so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996, we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. Folks, before we do anything else, we're going to go to Barbara Cole so she can give the information out about her meeting this Wednesday with T.J. Bonner. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, I say we are thrilled that T.J. Bonner is going to be our keynote speaker on Wednesday. I want to invite all of your listeners are so very, very welcome. This is an incredible opportunity to meet, greet, and chat with this great guy. And, of course, you already announced that's on the 26th. That's on Wednesday. The meeting starts at 7:30. However, the doors will be open at 6:30 if you want to come a little bit early and miss some traffic. And it is at the Garden Grove Women's Club at 9501 Chapman Avenue. That's right at the intersection of Chapman and Gilbert in Garden Grove. And if you didn't have time to jot this down or you have any questions, you can give us a call at our toll-free number. Easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, we appreciate that information. Hope everybody can show up for the meeting, folks. Great guy, T.J. Bonner. Thanks,
Barbara. You're welcome, and thanks so much, Karen. God bless.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Clyde, calling from somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. Clyde, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, has that Mecha Man Pancho villain Regosa shown up at your place to clean your toilet yet?
No, but I'm giving him a formal invitation tonight. I've got two toilets. I'm not going to wash them for the next month, and I want him to come personally and bring his whole family and wash my toilets. I will supply the brush, or he can use his hand any way he wants to do it, but he's got an open invitation because he got on TV and said, "We clean your toilets. I want mine washed."
Well, after what you said about the horriblest clown of the week tonight, it's beginning to look like the master villain Regosa and the governor are drinking out of the same toilet.
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it? With the same
Terry,
dipper.
Terry, there's a terrible stench coming out of the White House. You know, Bush is the darling. I call him Jorge Bush, El Presidente de República del Norte de México. And he's the darling of the illegal aliens. Why do you suppose it was his White House staff that pushed Mr. Sensenbrenner into making illegal presence here a felony when everybody knows that he doesn't want that?
Poison pill, Clyde. They knew that if they put that in there, it would repel and appall people and everybody would be upset. But the truth of the matter is I'd make it a double secret felony. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. I'd have it where it was a felony so bad that they'd be sitting next to the baby rapers in jail. That's what I would do, but that's just me.
The reports I've been hearing lately indicate that that George Bush supplied the lobbyists that Vicente Fox hired to orchestrate all these marches of rebellion against this. And it looks like we got a real strong stink in
from the top
feelings
from the top down, Clyde. And as George Putnam always says, the fish stinks from the head. Thanks, Clyde. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I love how you say people aren't paying attention. That's so true. And I was going to say, wouldn't it send a loud message if we can defeat a 25-year incumbent in Congress? And a lot of people have given up on voting, saying, well, it doesn't do any good. Well, if all these people decided to vote and vote in the primary in the 26th congressional district for Sonny Sardo, and actually we defeat David Dreyer, I think that would encourage people all over the country. This would have national implications.
I would agree.
And I would like to give out his mailing address and how to make out a check. It's at Sardo for Congress, 06, P.O. Box 1551, that's 1551, La Cañada, Flint Ridge, California, 910-12-91012.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for the call.
And it needs to be early.
All right. Let's go to Jason Rochek calling about WeHireIllegals.com. Jason, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think, like you were saying before, I think that one of the keys is going after these the employers of the illegal aliens. We've got... we saw that raid that happened to IFCO Systems, the pallet manufacturer. They were actually on our site, WeHireAliens.com. And, you know, we saw kind of the scare that it put into all the illegal aliens. So I think, like you were saying before, let's hope it happens more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it might.
Jason, I'm a strong believer in taking what we can get. And a lot of people are, oh, there's one time. Yeah, well, it's the first time. And I'm ready to see them do it more. We have to demand that, though, and it was a good first step.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think putting pressure on, I encourage people to go to WeHireAliens.com and submit. Any employer that you have reasonable suspicion is hiring illegal aliens, and there's links on there to notify the FBI, the ICE, Social Security Administration, and even the employer themselves and tell them, hey, we don't appreciate what you're doing to our companies.
I would agree.
So,
all right, Jason, WeHireAliens.com.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, buddy, take care.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Irma calling from Los Angeles. Irma, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. What do you hear? What do you say?
Well, about the same. How you doing?
I'm good. But, Terry, I want to know something. I'm dead sick and tired of our neighborhood being invaded also.
Uh-huh.
But my concern is, what about the black folks that have moved left central our avenue,
uh-huh,
left South Los Angeles, They're going home and they're going to better, supposedly better places.
Well, I would have to have proof of that one, Irma. I haven't seen that one. All of the ones that I know that have moved back down south because they couldn't get employment here. And as far as moving up, I'm sure there's some who have moved to better places. But most of them are moving to places where they had to go. Maybe the family lived, maybe where they had property somewhere where they could get a little better deal. But they've left California because the opportunities for them are not here anymore.
Okay, I just was concerned about because they're leaving. Black people are leaving.
I'm very concerned about it, too. And you know what, Irma? You make a good point. My question would be why. My question would be why are they leaving? Some because they can't find employment. Some because their neighborhoods have turned into third world barrios where nobody speaks the language anymore. You know, you get one family moves in the middle of the block and then somebody moves on both sides. And then before you know it, it spreads out. And all of a sudden, you're the only English speaker on the street. So people have a tendency to want to live with those they can converse with. You know, it's not a racial thing. It's a culture thing. I have more in common with an American, Hispanic, Asian or white person than I do with a black person from Africa. Because our cultures are different, you know? Even though our race is the same, our cultures are different. So we tend to want to live around those with the same culture. Irma, thank you so much for the call. Call me again.
Will do.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Let's go to Silvio calling from Colorado. Silvio, how you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
Not too bad.
Hey, Terry, the reason why I wanted to be on your show tonight is because I am spearheading a mailing, and I'm trying to get people... just like your listeners, everyday working class people like myself, to mail letters to the president May 1st demanding the sending of troops to the Mexican border immediately to stop the human trafficking of illegal aliens, demanding that he enforce all existing immigration laws immediately.
All reasonable demands.
And asking Congress for funding so that they're enforced effectively. And we also are asking for an executive order outlawing sanctuary cities throughout the U.S. Terry, the goal is to get 5 million letters postmarked May 1st. And folks, please get a pencil and paper out. You want to address the letters to George W. Bush, President of the United States, 1600 Pennsylvania Ave, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. And you can get that address off the web.
Yes, you can.
Yes, sir.
Silvio, that's a good idea. And you know what? People are always saying, what can we do? What can we do? Here's something you can do. This man's got a great idea. All you got to do is do it. We're talking about 5-10 minutes of your time. It's gone, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, Terry, our biggest enemy is apathy.
Absolutely.
And the government wants us to be quiet and to go away. And if we put enough pressure on these politicians, we can squeeze them and pop them like a pimple. But that's what we have to do. You know, we need to ignite the Second American Revolution, and we have to ask a very basic question, and that is, my friend, whose flag are you flying? And we got to get these letters out to the president, troops to the border now, enforce all existing immigration laws immediately, outlaw sanctuary cities.
All right, Silvio, I want to thank you for the call. I want to encourage everybody to get those letters out as soon as possible. Let's try to get that 5 million. It's not a hard thing to do.
Let's keep fighting the good fight.
All right, Silvio. Thanks for your time, buddy. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Stay in touch.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Frank George calling from Mojave, California. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. You know, I want to thank you for everything you've done for us with the Ain't Reckoning in Crawford, Texas, the protests that we're going to have against George W. Bush. But besides yourself, Terry, I've really got to thank all those people who are staging those horrendous marches with hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens all over the streets of Los Angeles.
Don't you love them?
Texas.
Don't you love them, Frank?
Oh, I love them because when they had the one in Dallas, Texas, the numbers climbed up for the Ain't Reckoning in Crawford, Texas sign up. I've got at least 400 to 600 people that are going to show up, and I can barely wait for the May 1st national rally. You know that's coming. And that's going to be just great when they hit the streets again, because I'm going to get more people to show up for the A Reckoning in Crawford, Texas.
Well, I did the Lynn Woolley show the other night.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, Lynn is emceeing the deal. And, boy, the response down there is really overwhelming. People are really, really looking forward to this event. So I know it's going to be a huge success.
Well, you know, some people have said that we may have as many as 1,000, but I don't want to bank on that. I feel comfortable saying that there will be between 300 to 600, but we may get even more than that. Now, the event will happen at 1 p.m. Saturday, May 6, 2006 in Crawford, Texas, next to the Crawford Community Service Center at 999 East 4th Street. On the parking lot of the football field. And if you want any further information, those of you that are listening, please go to our website, areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. Or give us a call at 661-633-3420. Again, that's 661-633-3420. I hope some of you can come out there and spend some time with us. Thank you, Terry.
All right, Frank. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. All right, let's go to Kevin calling from San Diego. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Good evening, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to let the residents of San Diego County know that there are not one, but two events happening this coming week. The first event here is entitled Hire an American Day. This will be sponsored by Roger Hedgecock of KOGO AM radio down here. That'll be this Friday, April 28th, between 3 and 6 p.m. at Qualcomm, the stadium of the Chargers, in their parking lot. Included in that will be HirePatriots.com, WeHireAliens.com, Friends of the Border Patrol, USABorderAlert.com, and they'll have free hot dogs, soda, and music. Bring your flag and your signs and meet some other people who are actually doing things down here. Now, another exciting event is we're going to have a Feet to the Fire for Representative Susan Davis of the 53rd Congressional District. This will be Saturday, April 29th. Between 9:30 and noon on that same Saturday. Representative Susan Davis is about the horriblest clown we have down here in San Diego County. She not only pandered to the 50,000 illegals marching in the street saying in Spanish, "I am listening to you, my friends." She also voted against H.R. 4437, and she has earned herself an F report card in the illegal reduction actions. Again, the activities will take place at Normal Heights Community Center, 4649 Holly Boulevard. That's in San Diego. Both of these events, the information will be posted on USABorderAlert.com. Thank you so much, Terry, and God bless this republic.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, let's go to Sister Heron calling from Los Angeles. What do you hear? What do you say, Sister?
Well, hello, Terry. I'm so happy to have this chance to speak to you.
My pleasure.
You know, I was in the park this afternoon, and I cannot tell you how much a representation that is of all the heat and anger that's in this community that's been so silent and left out of this debate. And I really want to thank you for championing on our behalf, because if you listen to our political leadership, you would think that we don't care.
So yeah, but that's them. That's not us. That's not the folks. That's the elites at the top. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, our political leadership has been virtually silent and absent, and it's very concerning to the people down here that are suffering from the numbers, and that's really what it is for us.
That's what it is. It's the numbers.
It's so many that we just can hardly move. So we're planning this rally. It's a We Want to Work campaign, because according to the Hutchinson report today, the national statistics for unemployment for young African-American males is at 40%.
Yeah, but according to the Hutchinson report, he will tell you that it's not illegal immigration doing that. There's a lot of other factors. And what I would say to that...
Well, there are a lot of factors.
Sure there are.
There are a lot of them. The schools are at the top
absolutely
of the list. How are you preparing children that don't even have a seat in the room?
But, Sister Heron, what I would say to people who say that is, why are you fighting us and not assisting us in getting rid of this one problem that does contribute to that problem?
Well,
why do people...
That,
and when I say you, I don't mean you, Sister Ann. I'm talking about people like Earl Afari and other people who will say, well, yeah, but this isn't the only reason. Yeah, if we concentrate on this is one we can fix with the law.
Yes,
we have the law on our side.
I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, the thing about Dr. Hutchinson is he's trying to represent for both sides of it in trying to be fair.
Mm.
And that's a very hard line to walk.
Fair would be fair.
Especially for a man like him. And I'm really not calling to defend his position.
No, I understand. And I'm not knocking Earl. I like Earl.
What is real in the community you are that we're representing.
That's right.
That is the reason for this march on
Absolutely.
Friday.
Absolutely.
Is to put a face to it.
Well, Sister Aaron, I got to go. I got a bunch of callers I want to get to.
But the march is
give us the information.
Slauson
and Crenshaw.
12 o'clock.
All right. 12 o'clock Friday. 12 Anybody can make it there to Slauson and Crenshaw. We're going to march. There's going to be a march to illustrate the problem of what's happening with illegal immigration to the black community.
In real terms.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I want to thank you so much for calling in. Take care.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Gloria calling from Pacoima. Gloria, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I was there at the park this afternoon and with a friend, and I was just wishing that there were more of us. You know, I just was kind of surprised. I didn't see you, but I've only seen you once, so maybe I just didn't recognize you.
Well, you know what I say about the park, and I gave a little speech there. Maybe it was after or before you came. I don't know. It was a good start, Gloria. It was a good start. This is the first time this has happened with black folks, where they stood up in a public park and denounced illegal immigration. That is a positive thing, and we can build from there. And I applaud Ted Hayes. I really do for putting this thing together, and James and all the rest. These are people from the Christmas Addicts Brigade, and you folks who don't know who Christmas Addicts is, look that up. Christmas Addicts was an American hero who happened to be black. But let me tell you this. It was a good start, Gloria, and we have to start somewhere.
Yeah, I never heard of that Christmas Addicts, and so he told me to look it up on the Internet. So I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, he was saying that he was talking to gang members, you know, to help do the border thing, and I thought, I don't know. And
Ted and I differ on that one. That was his opinion, and I don't think that's something that's going to happen, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. But I think what he meant was he was trying to turn gang members away from what they do, but putting them on the border, just, I don't know, that's not the greatest idea.
He wanted to turn them around.
Right,
You know, do the right thing.
I got to go, Gloria. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Call us again.
God bless you, Terry. You know what? And I've been telling my sister back east to tell our family because I've got over hundreds of cousins, you know, and I said, tell our cousins, tell our family. Those people in the streets with those foreign flags, they're the enemy.
What happens in California will happen everywhere in this country. So if it hasn't gotten there yet, it will.
Yeah,
all right, Gloria.
Listen, she's back east, and I said, you got to spread the word. You know,
she has to.
The children's future is at stake.
I would say so. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Victor calling from Englewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time. And you folks, I don't want you guys to think I held you for the last one. It's not much time, but we had a bunch of new callers, and I try to get them on first. Victor, how you doing, buddy?
I appreciate you allowing us to exercise our First Amendment right, especially those of us who are considered racist. And I would like to ask you in return to have us know where can we send you a check rather than sending it to Villaraigosa or any of these puppets, because after the state of the city address, you know,
right.
I don't blame people for wanting to leave the city or the state.
No, you can't blame a victim. You can't.
Because I'd rather hear Marcus or Gavi for that sake.
Absolutely.
This guy who really, it is such an opportunist bastard.
I would have to agree with you that this guy does not represent the average American out there. He represents one race, and you, on the other hand, you are an American who represents us all, and I appreciate it. I'm going to give out that address in a minute, Victor. I want to thank you for the
call. One last thing. Do you know that Silvio Berlusconi ran against multiculturalism in Italy, and he's maybe considered also racist?
Well, I'm with him. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Victor asked for the address, folks. I'm going to give it out. We use the money to fight this problem. That's what we do with it. And that's right, folks. You can get your Terry Anderson Show pen. I don't know how many of you remember the pens, but they were very popular. Well, they're back. And anyone that's got one of the original ones knows how hard it is to keep, because everybody tries to steal them. Not because my name's on it, just because it's the bomb pen. You know what I mean? So you don't have to try to pick that bogus one up at the post office next time. You can get one of these. And what we're asking, send us $15 or more, whatever. We'll send you a pen. They're really, really nice and something you can keep forever. They are utilitarian. They can be used. They're sleek, refillable, laser engraved with what quote? Guess what the quote is, folks. You can probably figure that out. And you'll make sure that you get one of these by sending in a donation of $15 or more, which we will use to fight this problem. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I will give that number out again at the end of the show in a very few minutes. Let's go to Rodney calling from Austin, Texas. Rodney, not much time.
Yes, Terry, I just want to thank you for that historical correction you made last week, whereby you mentioned that there are disinformation artists out there who try to clump the struggles of the illegals in with the black civil rights of the 60s and so on and so forth.
Just total BS.
Yeah, and it was very, very beautiful. And I just want to real quickly give you a couple of references for your horriblest clown of the week, Janet Napolitano, down there in Arizona.
She's been there before, but we'll get her up again before it's over.
And also Bill Owens out of Colorado.
Oh, he's another one.
Just keep those two people in mind and keep up the good work, bro.
Thanks, Rodney. Thanks for listening in Texas. Let's go to Maurice calling from Compton, California. Maurice, what do you hear? Not much time, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Hey, I just wanted to say something to those people that get mad about illegal immigration. The word is illegal.
Yes, sir.
And if you're an American, it's illegal.
Easy to spell.
You'll see that all of these drugs in our cities will be over with. Once we stop all these illegal immigrants.
All the drugs, the gang violence will be cut down. The prisons won't be overcrowded. The schools won't be overcrowded. We can get a decent wage, Maurice. And not only that, our culture will go back to an American culture, not a culture from somewhere south of the border.
And we'll get to work in our communities.
There you go. There you go.
Are not hiring us.
All right. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
That's right.
All right. Let's go to Paul real quick, calling from New York. Paul, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, it sounds like it's going to be about 2 weeks of nonstop chatter going on. I see a website called april24.us. That's, you spell out April and then the number 24.us, and they're calling for starting tomorrow to start pounding on the doors of every representative across the country, local, state, and federal, all about all of these issues, mostly immigration, also the war, and people can go to the website, and it's just a call to action starting tomorrow, and it's april24.us.
april24.us.
Yeah, that's it. I think it looks like a good site. It doesn't look like it's any leaning towards any one party or anything.
We don't do that one here, Paul. We're hard on all of them. I got to go, buddy.
All right, thanks
for the call. All right, real quick, let's go to Ron calling from Orange. Ron, you got about 20 seconds, buddy.
Hey, Terry, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, I want to encourage everyone out there. Jen and I, we're going to be going to this We Want to Work rally. Everyone, I want to encourage you. You know, let's get out there. Seriously, let's support the black community. Let's get what's starting right now.
Crenshaw and Slauson, 12 p.m. next Friday. Got to go, Ron. Thanks for the call. John, Jim, the rest, I'm sorry. Next week I'll try to get to you. I wanted to take all the new callers tonight. I want everybody to stick around. Loris Rascala, Just a Woman Radio. Tonight she's going to have on two gentlemen that were at the rally today, Marvin Stewart of the Minuteman Project and David Hernandez, one of the most classy, courageous Hispanic Americans that I know, no hyphen. What a great guy. Want to remind everybody, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send those donations for the new pen to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and Les Blinkhorn, my producer, for taking your calls. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress. He has a new website, immigrationbuzz.com. Don't forget this week with the Swings, liberal, multicultural nation, and tough love. Good stuff you can read on our website, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget, folks, the pens are here. Everybody ask about them. They are back. I want to remind you of those three websites that we push every week. Don't forget us at TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.